God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God has commissioned his servant, Reverend Tolu Alogo Agboola, with the mandate of true worship, teaching the church the patterns of true worship. Be blessed as you listen.
Something more than enough, that by the supplies of your mercy our cups will be full and it will run over. The cup of the blessing, a cup of instruction, a cup of grace, something beyond fullness into overflowing dimensions. Oh, that also for our nation, the rain of your presence will drench us, will occasion floods in our nation. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, just one verse of scripture. You are welcome to church tonight. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 8. We want to appreciate God for the provision of this extra screen. I woke up yesterday morning and then one of our brothers from the US said, "I don't like you looking back. God is saying we should have a screen." So yesterday morning the money was sent and it was done. I want to appreciate all those who got it done in record time too. The Lord bless you. Just as the needs of this house are dropped in the hearts of men and they meet it promptly, may your needs also be met. In the name of Jesus. Emmanuel. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 8. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. We want to pray, and we will pray from the first part of this verse. The Bible says better. That's the design. Is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. It was a principle that Jesus adopted at the wedding of Cana in Galilee. How that the feast began with wine that was inferior in substance to the one that it ended with. So that the governor of the feast, when he sipped of the last wine, his confession was that everyone serves the first, the best in the beginning, so that when men are drunk, they will not be able to know the difference of the taste of the inferior one. He said, but you have reserved the best for the last. We want to raise a cry to God for our nation, asking him that this year 2022 will close better than it began. Can we lift up a cry unto the Lord? Better is the end of a thing. Better is the end of a thing. In a few days we will be coming into the ninth month. And while we don't want to be frivolous, we understand that this month carries promises in God. We are asking him that this year will close better than it began for us, not just as individuals, families, a local assembly, the body of Christ, but that Nigeria will be blessed with a great ending to the year 2022, one that makes the goodness of God that has been experienced all through the year inferior to that which will be occasioned in these last days of the year. The Bible says that God crowns the year with goodness. He crowns the year. He perfects. That's the word crowning. He perfects the year with goodness. And tonight we are asking, there are prophecies that it will get worse, but we rebuke that which worsens. Oh, makabubutusa shadababo katalamo kamanotai ratakabande kombo shatalakaba lepasata babame kobo shatakamata abrakanto konde teketesos kotamanate efa kombe anda kastuta takabai elabika abranto kamoto konande empasata babakam bande lokaila arota bamba shikababa kata obata kababe kansula katamambo ratane ekamrando kande vasata mentaya apabikando leama kamronde kusa esotoko bomokonde ilankabananto ranta sukatabai I kapamandi ambasketabai ekopanandros kantelekundia I mokabalon tamimotongabai efa kapabambara kadostamo emekonza takabai ekwakakatata belanta mikoma maikapapapataya maikapapapatakataya erapasatababata ilapatombatalia lapaparantatababa Erota papa sata batale ekopatika laskatata ekwataka mopoloto ekombriande la tototoya irapa sata baba in the name of Jesus. Lord, we place a demand upon heaven that the end of this year is better for us as a nation. Economy looking upwards, welfare looking upwards, that supernaturally the hand of God begins to steady our economy, steady the price of commodities. Let the inflation rate begin to dip. Abababayakata reto satata babaha akokoko matakatoya. Oh, la palon santo meletako, that you empower our military forces that they can further subdue the insurgency. Let the events and the narrations of these movements of the wicked in our nation begin to quieten. Let this ninth month be the month. Oh, Samananato, Materanata Sata, Reta Basaila Tabababaha, Ekoko Makato Kato Barakata. It is in your hand to do us good as a nation. Your word says that we withhold not good from him to whom it is due. Neither say to our neighbor, come tomorrow, when it is in the power of our hands to do it. So we ask of you, O God, because it is in the power of your hand to occasion change, make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Anami Motalia Santa Barada. Oh, Sabo Tataga. Eko Komono Tabalatai. Bless this nation. Bless Nigeria. Turn around our captivity. Oh, come. Suffer your glory. Suffer your strength. Retemo Santi Baba. Ebino Santa Mimanda. Ebanano Seto Komono Natakata. Our will be greater. Our will be greater. Our will be greater than the rest. For our will be great. Yes, Salanate Satabarata. Vahakotos kafatuna tusiat
So coming on dead to me asaturia takaba bratokovan suka aduna tetulia gadon vakasu sutilia katai. Oh, we ask for wisdom. We ask for wisdom. We ask for wisdom for those in the helm of affairs. They will lead us right. They will know what to do. They will know what to tweak. They will know when to do it. They will know how to do it. They will know where to do it. But we receive a greater ending. We receive an easier ending. We receive a peaceful ending. We receive a more colorful ending for the nation Nigeria. A more secure ending. A more prosperous ending. Oh manana tama sinome and telemanto somanatai ratabasato minota, a more effective ending. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. So Father, we stand again on the behalf of our nation. O God of creation, from your hearts, the bread are noble cause. Guide our leaders right. Help the youth, help the youth. The truth to know in love and honesty to grow and live in just and true. This is our cry, Father. We ask that you establish it. You establish it. Let the things that we have spoken become our reality. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. You may please be seated. God bless you. I want to use this opportunity to appreciate everyone that aligned with God to stand before God and on behalf of a nation, the nation Nigeria. We have promises, we have prophecies, and we know that in our lifetime, this nation will bring forth good. It's a good land. It's a good land. We will not die but live, and in this land we will declare the works of the Lord. We will not just say them, we will experience them in the name of Jesus. When we closed on our final session on Friday morning, I brought the word of God to us under the subject, a fresh assignment. Let me have my first slide. And I brought forth two calls. We would begin from the 1st of September. Yes, I have kept up with my side of the commitment, but we will begin officially from the 1st of September. My slides. We are trusting the Lord that every day, consciously, we will be able to contribute 200 hours of intercession for the nation. The plan is simple. We will need 400 intercessors. Where's my slide? We will need 400 intercessors. Mr. Dela, help me supervise that. I sent them in advance. we will need 400 intercessors to pledge only. Somebody say only. You have 24 hours. And we're asking that you only give 30 minutes to pray for your nation. You don't live in the U.S. And in case you live in the U.S., in case you live in the U.K. or in other beautiful parts of the world, you have family members here. All we want is that you contribute 400 hours. So you know the slide I need. 400 men, 200 hours, that is 30 minutes per person. It's not a prayer chain. We just need to meet up with a daily requirement of 200 hours every day. Their labor is after the similitude of the Moses Company, and that's why we have called it the Moses Company. It is that all over the nation, we will have men who will climb the mountain and hold up the rod of God on the mountain over the nation. 200 hours every day, cumulative. There's a phone number attached to it. So if you are online, is this slide displayed on the screen online? Online. Good. So there is a phone number there. And if you're streaming this service or you're watching, please, you can use our social media lines to also get in touch with us. What we want from you is your name and an active phone number. We will begin to interface from the 1st of September. I hope that a group is being built. I gave that instruction since Friday. Build a group, lock the group. But so, Pastor Diola, please relate with Mr. Yomi. I want that group active by the night of the 31st of August. We need just 400. Once it's 400, lock it off. Preferably a Telegram channel. Can WhatsApp go that far to 400? Okay, I think WhatsApp is more common. So create a WhatsApp group, not more than 400 individuals, and then we begin to share prayer buttons. The groups will be open. They will not be social. They will not be gist based. We'll only receive burdens, genuine burdens, not stories, for our nation, so that we can journey with those burdens. Please, it's serious work. It's serious work. We have to meet that requirement urgently. I won't say more. We have to meet that requirement before the 1st of October. We have to. We have to. If you will not be consistent, and what I mean by that is, if you are not willing to ask the Lord to help you be consistent, please do not sign up. We don't want to default in the quorum of prayer hours that we are supposed to contribute. It's just 30 minutes. You can do it walking. Hostel to campus, hostel to market, house to church. Some of us trek for 30 minutes. You know, just whiling away time. Plug your ears, shut out the noise, and engage. Just 30 minutes. That's the first call. So that's the call for the Moses Company. There is also another company. The name will be adjusted because it's called the Aaron and Hur Company. It's up, but what is largely displayed is just the Hur Company. Now, we understand that these 400 men for the Moses Company, like unto Moses, we get tired. It's natural. We want to connect them to a source of strength. Because when Moses held up the rod of God on the mountain, a time came when he became tired. They gave him stones to sit upon. But the Bible says every time his hand came down, Israel began to wane in strength. And they were subdued. So they had to carry his hands up. So we need another company who will bear the hands of the Moses Company. We also need 400 men. Your job is easier. I don't know how many hours we have in a week. Anybody with a calculation? That's 24 times 7. That's 140. That's 28. So 168, right? Good. This way I multiply. I break. So good. So out of 168 hours every week, you are just only going to contribute 30 minutes of prayer per week. What you are asking for is not that God should bless Nigeria. What you are asking for is that those who are praying every day will be kept in prayer. Let their hearts not be discouraged for them to drop out. Let evil not happen to them. Let the supplies for consistent labors be upon them. So it's just 30 minutes weekly. If you are in the building and you have not, it's not compulsory to sign up. Please, don't be under pressure. It's not compulsory. We only want those who will keep up with it. I have sustained my contribution from yesterday. So it's not like I'm going to tell you to pray and I'm going to be sleeping. I will do the weekly one, I will do the other one. There is a concept of the husbandman that labors, and I'm not saying that to manipulate you. But please, if God stirs your heart, sign up. 30 minutes every week is any time during the week, but we must find 200 hours that way. We are going to sustain that until after the election. Official takeoff is September 1st. Closure will be August 30 next year, if Jesus tarries. August 31 next year, if Jesus tarries. So we want to do 1 year and put in that quantity of prayers for our nation. Is it too much? Okay, it's too much. 30 minutes so that you will not be kidnapped. No, I mean 30 minutes so that you will not buy fuel for 300 naira. Oh. They have prophesied that we'll be buying for 250. That one bag of cement will be 6,500 or 7,000. That's the prophecy we are building. So it's our prayer. It's not I didn't say pray for Ukraine. You know those are like pray for Ukraine, people are faded away. The battle is still on, but they are stopped praying. May God help your heart. So those are the two calls. So if you are watching online, I will build very short videos. Is Pelumi in the house? Okay, Timo is around. Pelumi is in Lagos. Okay. So we will build short videos on this mandate and put on our social media channels so that a lot more can come in. I trust God I will find time tomorrow to get that done so that we can beat the deadline. Amen. It's quite a long night today. I don't mean it's going to be 10 o'clock, but there are three councils that I want to bring to us. Officially, it is now criminal to campaign for anybody in church in Nigeria. Officially, it is now criminal. You risk imprisonment. That's the new rule. We are not supposed to be able to tell our people who to vote for. We are not supposed to be able to appraise a political party as not having done well. It is now criminal. Well, we have an advantage because the Bible was very well written. If we were merchandising a book that did not cover all the scopes of human expression, then many of us would be in prison because we want to tell our people who to vote for. Am I right? I'm going to show you why we must do those things, but we're not going to do it against the law of the land. Are going to stay in scriptures and trust Jesus that as our people are supplied with the wisdom of God, they will know who not to vote for and who to vote for. Amen. Amen. Daniel chapter 4, verse 13 to 17. The subject for my opening charge is Nigeria to the church. So Nigeria : to the church towards the election. If you are writing, I want you to write it in an intelligent way. That's why I'm saying it. Nigeria : to the church, towards the election. Daniel chapter 4 from verse 13. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and an holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said, thus, hew down the tree and shake off his branches, shake off his leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, not the watchmen. Are you with me? So it's an official decree, and it's issuing out of an office. It's the office of the watchers. And the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men. I'm going to read verse 17, because verse 17 is giving us a picture that God is concerned about who rules in the kingdom of men. This matter is by the decree of the watchers. They are an angelic class. The assignment is, amongst many things, to observe the happenings in nations. Are you with me? In cities. Their job is to report back to God, and because they pay due diligence to the assignments, they are given thrones, governmental thrones, to be able to bring forth decrees that determine the fate of nations. A watcher needs a counterpart in the earth. One who finds a watch, that's an observing time. And because of sustained labor, is giving sight to be able to also view with the eye of the watcher. I mean the watchman now, viewing with the eye of the watcher, and be able to echo upon the earth the decrees that the watchers bring forth. Are you with me? So, you cannot be an effective watchman in the earth if your ministry is not by the Spirit. Somebody say by the Spirit. And by the Spirit, I mean the Holy Ghost. If your ministry is not synchronized with the ministry of a watcher. So every territory is allocated a company of watchers in the angelic realm to labor together with the company of watchmen in the earth. All territorial functionaries have angelic counterparts. So if God makes you a guardian of a home, a guardian of a territory, you will need to operate with a guardian in the spirit. Are you with me? Are you with me? Is that complex to receive? So, this matter, it means this thing we just laid out, if you have been studying your scriptures, you understand that it's the narrative of the King Nebuchadnezzar, who got to a point in his expressions and began to function contrary to the ordinances of God. Now, when he began his depravity, God was not touched. But it is good that we warn ourselves that there are dimensions that a man's depravity comes into that attracts the activity of the watchers. When you start misbehaving, for example, when you want to gift a nation to yourself, God reacts. We have such men in our nation now who are so desperate that they can trade anything to get initial. So God's mercy babysits human atrocity. If I were God, I would have struck. But his mercy gives room for everyone to come to repentance. However, there is a time when the thrones of these watchers are activated and they come forth with decrees. So, the Bible says to us that this matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones. It's to help us know who they are, that they are not human beings. They are angels. And it is to the end that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. So when you meet a believer or somebody on the road who says God is not concerned about who wins an election, tell them no. God not only assigns the kingdom of God, he gives the kingdom of men to whosoever he will. Elijah's graces were divided into three, because when Elijah was around, he was operating in three offices at the same time. He was the national prophet of the nation of Israel. He was the king of Israel. Even though there was a sitting king, he was also the king of Assyria. So that in the day that he vocalized his frustration to God and said, I am not better than my fathers, God said, now go forth. Anoint Jehu as king of Israel. It means the oil of the king of Israel is carried in you. Look for Hazael. Anoint him as king of Assyria. Because Assyria is governed from you. It was one of the tokens of the prophets of old that they had nations under them. And I know, like we prayed during the 200 hours, there's a new set of prophets, yes, and men and women with prophetic expressions that we imagine. Many of them will have nations on their tables. You are not saying amen. If I came to you and say, three nations are under you, what, you will shout an amen. I'm saying that there are a new set of prophets whose utterances will determine the fate of nations. Some of them are seated here. My bonding for Nigeria grew during the International Prophetic Conference in Lagos. Some of us were around. I was minding my business on the front row. And then God's prophet, they call him pastor. We know he's a prophet. God's prophet, Ayodeje, looked at me and said, my brother, I see you. He said, you know the kind of light that those Americans used to look for thieves? That floodlight. He said, that's how your sight becomes in the spirit. And he said that here. He said, if you warn and people yield, they'll be safe. If you warn that evil is coming and they don't yield, they'll be destroyed. So it means safety and destruction will be at the whims of your utterances. He said, I also see your feet standing on two nations, not to live, but God gives you jurisdiction in two nations. So there are people like that. I'm not a prophet. I know my calling. Are you with me? So there are people who will stand like Elijah. The last office that was in Elijah was the office of the national prophet of Israel. He said, and anoint this Elisha, the son of Nimshi, as a prophet in your room. In some translations, is in your stead. So a man can be three in one. Benson Daosa was the president of Africa, but he ruled from Benin. When I finish this first part, we'll pray that God should open our hearts, because the things that I want to share are not designed to be confusing, but your theology may refute them. So we'll pray. Okay. He giveth it to whomsoever he will and setteth up over it the basest of men. It is in the capacity of our God to put men over human kingdoms, to put men over nations. It is in the capacity of our God. Let me run through my teaching. God is intricately, I mean very deeply, and within details. So when I use the word intricate, I mean deep and detailed. He's intricately involved in the affairs of men. I need somebody to help me check the recording. My voice sounds grainy, and I don't know if that's what you're hearing. Is that what you're hearing? Help me, help me, help me. Somebody should be listening along. Is that how my... is good there? Jerry? Okay. So online people... Jerry says that it is good with you. Please, if it is not good, we want your feedback instantly. God is intricately involved in the affairs of men. He's not just a God who settles civil strife. That you wake up in the morning and your neighbor says, when you were praying yesterday night, you were disturbing me. No, that's not the only thing that God does. God is economically involved. Because if you remove economy from the affairs of men, then there are few more things to talk about. God is politically involved, is governmentally involved, he is educationally involved, he is also, as regards civil matters, is judicially involved. That's why, you see, people can manipulate justice, but they will still be punished. I was in a taxi three years ago, yes. I was coming towards that bridge at Mokola. And then we saw a policeman. We saw a man who was begging for alms. Blind man. Now, I don't have anything against blind people. And I'm trusting Jesus. And as we keep laboring in him, many of them will be brought out of their mystery through our utterances. I don't have too many expressions like that. I have very few, but not too many. And I'm trusting God that it will be many. But this man was begging, and I saw that the taxi driver almost crashed into the... He swerved to almost crash into the man. So people helped the man. The man staggered off. He didn't have anybody standing with him. It was as though he was brought to stand. And he was at the mercy of riders and everybody. I now decided to inquire of the cab driver. What did that man do to you? He said he's a police inspector. He said the man used to collect money in this same junction that is coming back to beg. And that the man was a wicked man. That he has houses, so he has all those things. This is eye problem. He has sold everything to solve his eyesight problem, but he has not found redemption. And that it was as though the police uniform covered his wickedness. Immediately retired, the problem began. But so, don't give him money. He's a wicked man. You know when Yoruba say, akuntu, aku, tukwe. That means let him die and die again. Those utterances taught my heart wisdom. That you see, the justice system of God waits for people to change, but that's not the only thing he waits for. It also waits for appointed seasons to bring retribution. Let the wicked stop being wicked. I was quoting four things in one of the meetings. Four things that Pastor Tunibu Kare said are the things that govern his life. Where's my phone? Let me read them to us again. There are four things. I think I read it in one of those morning sessions. We're not streaming. So, please give me a minute. He said four principles by which he lives. One is that God will not forsake the righteous. It means no matter how pressured a righteous man is, understand that God will not forsake you. Two, God will not justify the wicked. The justice system of a nation can pardon a wicked man, but God will not justify him. If you have lived in our state for long, you will have learned wisdom. Selah. I'm not permitted to say more. But when a man decides to be deliberately wicked, wickedness that is backed up by wicked utterances, God will not justify the wicked. He will not make it look like a wicked man escaped. 3. The righteousness of a righteous man will answer for him in times to come. It means he may not reap the fruit of his righteousness now, but his righteousness will answer for him in the future. The fourth is that the wickedness of a wicked man will pour on his own head. May God incline our hearts unto righteousness. And may every lure towards wickedness be quenched by the mercies of God. Those four saints are time proven, are scripturally backed up, that no sinner will go unpunished. God is intricately involved in the affairs of men, even more where his church is involved. The question is there a church in Nigeria? If the answer is yes, that Jesus still has a remnant group in Nigeria called the Church of Christ, it means that God is involved, because the habitations of his people are his concern. So, God is concerned about so many things. But when it comes to politics and elections, hear this. God is concerned about what leads his people. Somebody say, what leads? Just as he is concerned about who leads his people. When we use the word what leads, it's based on the spiritual understanding that men are first counsels in the realm of the spirit before they become men. So in 2014, God told us that because the one who was told to rule the nation did not purge the nation to the degree that God told him to purge the nation, if he contests election, he will not win. And so the nation will not be given the privilege to have a president for 8 years. And that our nation will be ruled by the wind. That's how what rules people. The wind. So he said to us that towards the end of his tenure, he will seek to gift the nation to his religion. And when he makes that move, a whirlwind, another man, will bring an end to his legacy. So there's another man in the spirit who we believe has risen. His name is the whirlwind. His influences are so strong that it breaks geographical sense. And it will be stronger as the year ends and stronger into the new year. The whirlwind. The whirlwind. Now, based on my prophetic expressions, that whirlwind has currently, because I'm watching the landscape, has adopted another who. Because the first time I announced the person, the what, it was always a whirlwind. When I announced who the whirlwind was, I gave a name a few years ago. If you follow my WhatsApp status, I drew hurricane or whirlwind and wrote somebody's name. But the person whose name came up was also rejected. It means it was selected or it was proposed but it was rejected. That's why till we get to the election, I will stay with only the what. I know there are a lot of people online, and why I'm doing this is because people say, I've seen too many videos about me with so many topics. So that some of these strange brethren can have followership, they will not even write my name alone. They will put Reverend Tolu Agboola, the son of Apostle Arum, said that. Ah! So God has given me privilege from scriptures to tell you how we journeyed into where we are. I will stay with two things. I will stay with the whirlwind, which is the name God gave me for our next president from 2014. And I will stay with the name he gave me a few days ago. He called it a voice of emancipation. I announced it here. What he said to me was that from the land of the rising sun, you know where that is, a voice of emancipation will come. Until now, I'm not even going to give a name, because 2023, now hear the word of the Lord, 2023 may not be the year of the voice from the land of the rising sun, because there are many things. The church has a lot of role to play. Will a voice of emancipation sit in Abuja from the land of the rising sun? The answer is yes, 100%. Would it be 2023? We hope. Because when I gave the word of the Lord, I said, but one of the things that was needed in one of my last utterances was what I called priestly proximity. That a priest must mark that person. Tonight, I just want to tell us what the church needs to do to mark whoever we think is the face of what God is doing. Because God loves this nation, and a man has been chosen in the spirit to bring those counsels. First to bring is until the man comes. Are you with me? So there are two presidents who will bring recovery. One will come who will be your David. It means he will be the will of the people, and then he is David. So, I have been very clear about the things that God has said to me. Please do not misquote me for the purposes of gaining traffic. Because I found out that people love those things more than our sermons. When we teach prophetic interpretation, they don't listen to it. Some of these things we say about the nation do like 5,000 views in less than 3 days. Because people want to know what is being said. So this is what is being said in very clear terms. Amen. Okay. There are two things that God is concerned about. It is what leads his people, and for Nigeria, what he has revealed to me is that we'll be led by the whirlwind. Two, it will be a voice of emancipation from the land of the rising sun. And that's the East. So, because of this Daniel 4:17, we can conclude that God, that captured rather, in the things, in the list of things that God is concerned about, we find on that list the elections of nations. Somebody say, no, God did not create the political sphere. I have known God a little, and I know that God can smuggle himself into the structures of men. Somebody also said, is Lord Lugard that put Nigeria together? That's myopic. That's myopic. Because Lord Lugard was under an influence. And that influence reaches far into the realm of the spirit. You cannot use governmental power to put a nation together. Not like the complex one that we have. They say it's Hausa, Yoruba, and Igbo. And if you define Nigeria like that, you are in trouble. Well, in the last 8-7 years, we have seen that it's not Hausa, Yoruba, and Igbo. A tribe has reared his head and has stamped his feet. So at least you are four. And if you claim four too long, we will not have oil in this country again. Because there are tribes in the south who will say, if you don't put our name on that list, nothing flows. Are you with me? So there are many tribes. Many tribes. A human being could not have used governmental power to put that together. A spirit was involved. And that spirit had an intention. An intention that the balance of his expression globally, as ordained for Nigeria, will not be able to find expression without the contribution of the graces that are domiciled in all of these tribes. The expression of the kingdom of God that is designed to be released into the nations from Nigeria cannot find its balance if one of the tribes that make up this nation is missing. So I'm Yoruba. I know some people want the Yoruba nation, but we will lose our expression. There are things we were not given. It's not about what we want. It's about what was determined. For ye are God's workmanship, and ye were created in Christ Jesus to do the works that he had ordained before. Before Adam was, we were planned. Amen. Oh. So as we advance towards the election, what will emerge in our nation is a king and not a president. He will have the face of a president, but he will be a king. And that's strong. A president will need to leverage on the energies of the structures that are around. The kingdom is not run that way. The person who emerge will be invested with powers to be able to suppress systems so that the nation can go forward. Jesus spoke to me about Nigeria. He did. One of our ministry sons still said to me this afternoon, he said, your confidence about this nation is high. He said, it has to be high. We have been praying. And God has been speaking. Every new day, we came out in boldness because he speaks. And he cannot lie. It's not in God to say, I was joking. No, he doesn't do that. So what we'll have is a king. And from the Bible, we find out that every king that reigns with authority, every king that establishes the counsel of God, establishes it in the company of a prophet. You can check through 1st and 2nd Chronicles, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Samuel. There is a prophet that is assigned to every king that fulfills divine counsel. Just like it is in scriptures, this king that will emerge with the face of a president will require a prophetic company, not one man, but a prophetic company. And what the Lord has told me to say to the church, because the church will have authority over that person. Whether it's a Christian or a Muslim, I don't know. But the church will have authority over the person. That is, imagine. There are four things that the church will need to do to produce the change that we desire. One, and I'll give you portions of scripture to back them up. Four protocols. First is the protocol of endorsement. The church in Nigeria needs to give direction at this time. We don't have the ranking to do it, but I trust God that in time our fathers will bring utterance by the wisdom of the Spirit as to where to line in clear terms as of the Lord. Somebody say loud amen. Amen. Do you need something? As of the Lord. If we agree that God is concerned about what leads his people and who leads his people, if we also agree that God is so concerned about the experience of his people so that he gives us themes for the year, then we should know who we are going to vote for. It is a father's job to tell their children, vote for this person. So we are trusting that he will gift boldness to be able to bring the counsel. We will no longer be confused in the body of Christ. The first thing is to endorse as of the Lord. 1 Samuel 16, 11 to 12. 1 Samuel 16. And Samuel said unto Jesse, because many had passed before the prophet, and God kept repeating the same word I have rejected. I have rejected. They were proposed. I have rejected. And Samuel said unto Jesse, I hear all thy children. And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him. He keepeth the sheep. He is master over the immature. Leave it there. Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. Verse 12. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look at. And the Lord said, this was the divine communication that endorsed David. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. So the first assignment of the church is to wait on the Lord for a communication, and you must be bold to endorse who the Lord says will be our next leader. Not just on national levels, even on state levels, even on local government levels, because this year opened to me with an utterance from the Lord. Was in the first few months of the year, I think early February, the Lord said, now the oil, the vial, that's what he said, of oil for kingship has been given to the body of Christ, like unto Samuel. Let the church be careful not to anoint who I have not chosen. The outcome will largely determine on the alignment, will likely be determined by the alignment of the church. It will, it's only if the church is manipulated that things will go wrong. God is desperate now. Christians have cried. Even non-Christians have cried. And the Bible says all souls are mine. He is moved by the cries of everyone in this nation. He's desperate. Only the church can accurately sell the nation where we are now. So we have to pray. In praying for the nation, we must mark the church. Only the church, the oil, bottle of oil, the vial of oil is in the hand of the body of Christ across states. If we ally wrongly, this nation will suffer. Well, so the church, first protocol is endorse. Announce choices on the behalf of God. The second protocol is contained in this communication by which God endorses the person of David. He said, anoint. The word anoint there in 1 Samuel 16:13, which was where it was carried out. And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. The church must be bold enough to anoint who the church, who God has endorsed. Bold enough to anoint. Occultic men are not afraid to anoint candidates, to expose a man to rituals. Oil must be poured upon the head of the one that God reveals has been chosen. He will go to the polls with oil on his head. Oil that establishes him as a king over this nation. So our prayers are men. Why must he be anointed? It is because in the anointing, the energies of God that will occasion restructuring, because it will be one of the things that the next president will do, this nation will be restructured. I know it has been fought, but within the first 4 years of the next president, there will be restructuring. You will not die, just be here. All those reefs, restoration, recovery, they are energies of God that will make it happen, And all of these energies will be communicated by the anointing. It is also an anointing to be unseatable. Because there will be attempts. Whether it's your candidate that wins, or it's your candidate, or it's your candidate, or it's your candidate, or your candidate. Because you are the only one that thinks there are three people. There are many. There are many. Three, so that we can go into the word for today. He must be anointed. Three, prophecies must be brought to this king. For by prophecies, he will receive of the Lord the blueprints for governance and recovery. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 5 to 17. This is the face of another prophet, the prophet Nathan. David had risen with a mandate in his heart to build a house for the Lord. But this is the word of the Lord to the prophet Nathan. Go and tell my servant David, thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not build me an house for me to dwell in. Whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle, in the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, why build ye not me a house of cedar? Now therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be a ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thy enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place, blueprints, for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as before time. And as since the time I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused them to rest from all their enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee an house. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. If we had time to continue reading, he shall build me an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Next verse, I will be his father and I shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. And thy house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. Last verse. According to all these words and according to this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. It means the prophets will need to bring a blueprint. When we go deeper into the subject of the day, you will see how that the body of Christ is supposed to function in this prophetic role if we want our nation to be recovered. So there must be a season of prophesying or prophecies that give who is coming the picture. I know people have things in their heart. Many of the plans that men have devised to use to recover a nation will be quenched by only one spirit. It is called the spirit of you have been praying now. There's a spirit that attacks good intentions in governance in this nation. It's the spirit of what? You say what? No, it's not sorcery. Sorcery just helps the spirit. What is our greatest problem in this country? It's corruption. So $23 million or so is about to be repatriated. Abacha's last stolen loot. And people are stealing more than Abacha, you know. I think everything he stole was about $5 billion. No, it's $5 billion. I still saw it, but it's broken into pieces. Dollars, not naira. 5 billion naira. Okay, they stole a lot of money. So it's supposed to be used for 3 projects. I think Abuja, Kano, Lagos by the express, and all of that. But those good intentions, when the money comes in, $10 million will disappear in less than 24 hours. It's not hard for money to disappear. As a matter of fact, the 23 million may not arrive. It will have disintegrated before arrival. Is it 106 billion that somebody stole recently? How much? The accountant general, 80 billion. One piece. What does he want to be buying? Dressed in gold, gold shoes. So there must be blueprints. And if they are not spiritual, they will not be able to win against the spirit that bedevils our nation. The last is that the prophetic company must give spiritual education. That education is what would create proximity, closeness, intimacy between the headship and the prophetic dimension. If you go to 1 Samuel chapter 19, a time came when the king elect of Israel was troubled by the deposed king. And the Bible gives us a picture of his direction of travel. Where did he go to? He ran to Samuel in Ramah. And together they went up to Naioth. Where they went to was a school. It was not a prophetic school. It was a school of the prophets. I was sharing in one meeting, I can't remember where, that I was doing a research on the man Elijah. Who taught you prophetic? And many Bible commentators, many, give voice to the fact that he was one of the students in the prophetic school of Samuel. That he came out of Naioth. Now, I'm still trying to substantiate, because many people said that, but I really don't know any other school that could have produced Elijah. I don't know any other prophet that had that kind of stature. So David had education. He lived and his men with the consecration of priests. He understood the spiritual value of things. Oh, I long for the water from the wells of Bethlehem. And then the men broke through troops and brought water. Did you drink it? So when some pastors spend church money, it's because they have not been educated. We were sharing yesterday. I won't tell the full story. Maybe we want to sow seed for a project, and somebody has only one car. If that person sows his car, you see, the value of that car is not 2 million naira. The value of that car, you need to add that the convenience of that family. And you know, cars also have social, it gives you some kind of social status. You will need to monetize everything that the car is and put it on the car. So if you corner that car and God holds you by the jugular to say return it, it's not 2 million naira you return. You will need to monetize all that they sacrificed. That's spiritual understanding. So if you take church money, I heard about the pastor sometime. I don't think that things were not too rosy. So maybe they collected offering as they were going home. They just bought bread with church money. If God does not command that thing, if you buy bread, is expensive now, 600, 800. If God holds your neck, the bread, if it stands here, it's not 800 now you return.
I'm sorry, 2020 now. Because an elderly woman came to church and she said, God, please have mercy upon me. Don't let my grandchildren waste. And all that she earned that week, I hope you know that some people earn less than 1,000 naira every week. People trading. Everything some people are carrying on their head from Monday morning is 2,000 naira. They may not outsell it or sell out till Saturday. Sometimes they don't even do that. So that person comes to sow a seed of all she earned in a week, 800 naira. And you use that money to buy bread. If you are hungry, you should stay hungry. Was David not thirsty? Maybe I should say to the pastors in the house, discern well what church money is. So, if you are dying, you should choose to die than to steal that money. Because the value is higher than what came. David poured out the water. What did he call the water? He called it blood. Because these men hazarded their lives. So it was the price of blood. Only God could take that offering. A man must not drink blood. He went to a good school. David was his feet were so swift in the direction of a place of spiritual understanding. The church must bring understanding how to navigate through devils. How to operate within a place where there's a lot of blood spilled on altars and still be sane. So the church has a lot more work beyond that, meeting people to our podiums and celebrating them. Selah. I can't say more than that. Those will be our labels, because as campaign starts officially in the next few weeks, many churches will play host to people and they will go to every place. We must know what to do. It's not wrong to say thank you, you came, but God told us that he's not choosing you. Yes, we can help some people not to spend their money. The church will be able to say you will not win. And if that person laughs, he laughs to his own peril. I hope you know that the church can say somebody will not win election. If it is the church that said it, that person has no place of escape. He will lose. That's what a church looks like. We are more governmental than social. Are you with me? Two of you, not 2 million of you, shall agree as touching anything in the earth, and it shall be. That's the power of the church. Whatever you bound on earth, it means whatever you disallow on earth is disallowed in heaven. Whatever you lose, allow in the earth, is allowed in heaven. When the church finds those powers, we will win across territories cheaply. It means the church can come together, if it's the church, and say, I swap no other attack after tonight. And I swap will need to attack a lot in one night because they know there's no tomorrow. Come on, the church is not one cheap article, but we have found too many expressions in our social expression that we have forgotten that we are descended from God. Can we spend like 3-4 minutes to pray? We just want to plead with the Lord that he will gift the church in Nigeria wisdom to be able to manage what is ahead of us. Time will fail me, not just from me. I was sharing another prophecy that a much respected man of God, I can vouch for his prophetic utterances, brought forth yesterday. Awesome. And he was echoing what he had said about 6-7 years ago. That is beginning to find expression now. You wouldn't call him a prophet like that. You will actually just call him a minister. That's what you will call him. But he has brought forth utterance that fits so well. We want to ask that in this season, the church will be delivered from the way of compromise. We will not partner with what God is not doing.
We will not use the oil of God to endorse wicked men. In Psalms chapter 82, God indicted his magistrates and judges in the earth. How long will you receive the person of the wicked? How long? That in this season the church will be saved. Oh, help us, Father. Help us, Father. Help us, Father. Help us, Father. You know in that person, you know that one in whom you have invested your strength, you know that one in whom you have invested the willingness to wipe away the tears of people in this nation. We ask that the church will not take sides with wickedness. We know in some quarters, yes, probably money has been exchanged. But we ask that men will become sorrowful. Men will become repentant. They will return the things that they have taken. And they will stand on the side of truth. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. So that's the word that God has given me to the church towards the election. I won't say too many more things before that time. I think this is the thrones and is concerned about our nation. But the church must align with the speakings of God to endorse according to the word of the Lord, to anoint according to the word of the Lord, to prophesy blueprints as received of the Lord, and finally to gift spiritual education to the one that will sit there. Our next president will also be a priest, whether in light or in darkness. He will need to be a priest. You can't run this nation if you don't have a place in the spirit realm. That person will be at proxim with an altar. That's where we're going to, with an altar, either in darkness or in light. So pray. So pray. You will trade the blood of Jesus or trade the blood of men. You will show us mercy. You will show us mercy. In the name of Jesus.